The Power of Prophecy. It is often said that it is reasonable to believe that the Bible is the Word of God because many of the events recounted in the New Testament confirm Old Testament prophecy. But ask yourself, how difficult would it have been for the Gospel writers to tell the story of Jesus' life so as to make it conform to Old Testament prophecy? Wouldn't it have been within the power of any mortal to write a book that confirms the predictions of a previous book? In fact, we know on the basis of textual evidence that this is what the Gospel writers did. The writers of Luke and Matthew, for instance, declare that Mary conceived as a virgin, relying upon the Greek rendering of Isaiah 7 verse 14. The Hebrew text of Isaiah uses the word alma, however, which simply means young woman, without any implication of virginity. It seems all but certain that the dogma of the virgin birth, and much of the Christian world's resulting anxiety about sex, was a product of a mistranslation from the Hebrew. Another strike against the doctrine of the virgin birth is that the other evangelists have not heard of it. Mark and John both appear uncomfortable with accusations of Jesus' illegitimacy, but never mention his miraculous origins. Paul refers to Jesus as being born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and born of woman, without referring to Mary's virginity at all. And the evangelists made other errors of scholarship. Matthew 27, verses 9 to 10, for instance, claims to fulfill a saying that it attributes to Jeremiah. The saying actually appears in Zechariah 11, verses 12 to 13. The Gospels also contradict one another outright. John tells us that Jesus was crucified the day before the Passover meal was eaten. Mark says it happened the day after. In light of such discrepancies, how is it possible for you to believe that the Bible is perfect in all its parts? What do you think of Muslims, Mormons, and Sikhs who ignore similar contradictions in their holy books? They also say things like, the Holy Spirit has an eye only to substance and is not bound by words. Luther. Does this make you even slightly more likely to accept their scriptures as the perfect word of the Creator of the universe? Christians regularly assert that the Bible predicts future historical events. For instance, Deuteronomy 28, verse 64 says, "And the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other." Jesus says in Luke 19, verse 43 to 44, "For the day shall come upon you when your enemies will cast up a bank about you and surround you and hem you in on every side and dash you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." We are meant to believe that these utterances predict the subsequent history of the Jews with such uncanny specificity so as to admit of only a supernatural explanation. But just imagine how breathtakingly specific a work of prophecy would be if it were actually the product of omniscience. If the Bible were such a book, it would make perfectly accurate predictions about human events. You would expect it to contain a passage such as, "In the latter half of the 20th century, humankind will develop a globally linked system of computers, the principles of which I set forth in Leviticus, and this system shall be called the Internet." The Bible contains nothing like this. In fact, it does not contain a single sentence that could not have been written by a man or woman living in the first century. This should trouble you. A book written by an omniscient being could contain a chapter on mathematics that, after 2,000 years of continuous use, would still be the richest source of mathematical insight humanity has ever known. Instead, the Bible contains no formal discussion of mathematics and some obvious mathematical errors. In two places, for instance, the Good Book states that the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter is 3:1. In 1 Kings 7, verses 23 to 26, and 2 Chronicles 4, verses 2 to 5. As an approximation of the constant pi, this is not impressive. The decimal expansion of pi runs to infinity. 3.14159265535, and so on. And modern computers now allow us to calculate it to any degree of accuracy we like. But the Egyptians and Babylonians both approximated pi to a few decimal places several centuries before the oldest books of the Bible were written. The Bible offers us an approximation that is terrible, even by the standards of the ancient world. As should come as no surprise, the faithful have found ways of rationalizing this. But those rationalizations cannot conceal the obvious deficiency of the Bible as a source of mathematical insight. It is absolutely true to say that if the Greek mathematician Archimedes had written the relevant passages in 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles, the text would bear much greater evidence of the author's omniscience. Why doesn't the Bible say anything about electricity, or about DNA, or about the actual age and size of the universe? What about a cure for cancer? When we fully understand the biology of cancer, this understanding will be easily summarized in a few pages of text. Why aren't these pages, or anything remotely like them, found in the Bible? Good, pious people are dying horribly from cancer at this very moment, and many of them are children. The Bible is a very big book. God had room to instruct us in great detail about how to keep slaves and sacrifice a wide variety of animals. To one who stands outside the Christian faith, it is utterly astonishing how ordinary a book can be and still be thought the product of omniscience.